I get to see it. I'm a firsthand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform. But the glory does not belong to Stu Peters. This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty.
Happy Friday, everybody. I'm not Stu Peters. I'm filling in. This is Lauren Witzke here, producer on the Stu Peters Network. I'm so grateful to have you guys here today. We have a jam-packed show ready for you to view, and we're so excited to have you here. So as everybody knows, Died Suddenly is being released exclusively on the Stu Peters Network on November 21st, really just covering and exposing the fallout of these faulty vaccines that have injured millions and killed hundreds of thousands of people. So, you know, we have been covering this very closely. We have covered Maddie DeGaray, the young girl in the Pfizer trial, who is now on a feeding tube. We have Jumaine Nagy out in Minnesota, who ended up having all of her limbs amputated due to blood clots. Guys, this is very real. This is very serious. And we are starting to see the results of that. And you know, they shut us down. They told us to be quiet. They told us we were conspiracy theorists. But these are very real instances of people being injured and dying as a result of a vaccine they pushed and propagandized into the population. Now, Nikki Holland, she used to be a full-time physical therapist, young, beautiful, happy, active person, and she ended up receiving two of the Moderna vaccines, and it completely changed her life. She's now on a vent, a trach tube, and you know, it's just absolutely horrible to see what they have done to her. And Nikki comes on now to share her story. Nikki, thank you so much for coming on the Stu Peters Show. We're so grateful to have you here today. We're so sorry that this has happened to you. There is a link to donate to Nikki and her medical bill fund. Nikki, walk us through a little bit about what happened back in 2001 when you received your first Moderna shot.
When I received my first one, it was January 15th, 2021, and only had some arm soreness, didn't have any issues other than that. But my second one, in February on the 12th, I had my second Moderna shot, and then within 36 hours had nausea, vomiting, and then the days after that started having more difficulty breathing. And by 5 days after the shot, was in the hospital, and exactly a week later was on the ventilator for the first time due to respiratory failure. And then there was a whirlwind of events that happened after that. Between pretty much February and June of last year, I was in 5 different hospitals, had 4 different life flights, was on the ventilator 5 different times. The last time they could not get me off the ventilator because I had developed laryngospasms, my throat was closing. And so they had to put in a trach, which I still have a stent right now to maintain it. So when I have these laryngospasms randomly, if I did not have this opening, I wouldn't be able to breathe because no air comes up. Also during this time, I had developed blood clots, had developed multi-system inflammatory response syndrome. I developed neurogenic bladder where I couldn't feel when I was full or when I had to void. I developed different things like neurological as far as difficulty walking, motor control, GI issues where food intolerance, I could not eat without vomiting, ended up with a feeding tube, and then multitude of other things. Those are just kind of the highlights. And since then, it has not stopped. It's been kind of like a cycle. This year, I've already had 4 hospitalizations and 1 life flight. And all since this, 7 different surgeries or procedures to try to manage the problems that had arose after this cascade of events.
So question. So when you first, I know that there was a lot of stifling of people were trying to silence people who had been vaccine injured or their concerns about the safety of the vaccine. Were you aware at all that these vaccines had these kind of side effects or had the potential to absolutely destroy your life? Or did it just, you know, you were deceived like everybody else? You know, they did a really good job covering up and propagandizing the truth about them. Did you have any idea of the risks of this? Do you feel like you had informed consent when this happened, when you first went to get your vaccine?
I feel like the informed consent was very minimal. I mean, it talked about, you know, the basic things of arm soreness, fatigue. There was a list of an anaphylactic reaction to anything. But as far as all of the other systems and things that I'm going on and the severity, absolutely not. So it was a shock, and I was unaware at first. I thought, what's going on? And I tried to, you know, Google and search for other people that were having reactions. And of course, you couldn't find that. And it took me until about summer of last year, about 6 months after, before I really started connecting with a whole community where I'm finding thousands of people that have had similar issues and different severities as I have.
Now, okay, so you now, I mean, your life has been completely turned upside down. You're in and out of the hospitals. Now, did the doctors ever acknowledge that it could have been the vaccine, or did they tell you it was something else? I know Maddie DeGray, she's somebody else who has been on our show. They told her that it was just anxiety. She ended up on a feeding tube in a wheelchair, and they told her, oh, you just have anxiety. Did they gaslight you at all, or did they kind of accept, hey, okay, maybe it might be the vaccine because she was perfectly healthy before?
At the very beginning, they were just, you know, trying to figure out what was going on, and they were questioning it. And the doctors would talk about, well, absolutely, this could be a possibility. It's not acting like a normal, because I do have asthma, but it was very controlled. Right. They said it's not acting like that. And so then all these other systems started to go down. And most of the doctors would not tell me directly, no, it's not the vaccine, and blame it on something else. They would pretty much skip over that component and be like, okay, well, this is where we're at, and this is what we have to deal with now. So they wouldn't look back at the causative factor of it. I have connected with Dr. Pierre Corey and some of the doctors in that world that are treating post-COVID vaccine injuries. And through that, I've gained enlightenment as far as how are all these systems connected and why they're going wrong. And of course, then acknowledgement of it.
Yeah, I'm so sorry that this happened to you. It's absolutely devastating because you're like my age, I think probably younger than I am. And, you know, it just completely turned your world upside down. Now, I know you're looking at a pile of hospital bills. We want to rally behind these victims and support them and help them pay these bills. Please feel free to drop in the description in the link below. We do have a place for you to donate to Nikki. Nikki, is there anything else you'd like to add, you know, as a warning to people that may be considering getting the shot or to people that are vaccinated? Injured, a word of encouragement?
I think it's just, you know, I try to share my story for awareness of the full spectrum of possibility of things that could occur, because that's being covered up. People don't understand where things can lead after the shot, even other things that can go wrong. And I think in order for each person to make their informed consent, you have to know at least the major risks that are not being presented. And so I just hope my story can bring awareness to that so people can make a better educated decision for themselves, and especially with all this push of their own children.
Yes.
And then as far as the vaccine injured out there, don't lose hope. Know that there are people out there, there are groups. And when you start connecting with those groups, you'll start connecting with people that understand you and support you and how important that is.
Nikki, thank you so much. We at the Stu Peters Show, we will all be praying for you during this time. Thank you for coming on and sharing your story, and God bless you. Okay, we're going to keep in touch with you, and we'd like to bring you back on for more developments in the future. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you.
I want to talk to you about my great friends over at Goldco. You've been hearing me talk about Goldco a lot, and they are doing amazing things for the public. I'm getting emails all over the place as people are protecting themselves from this hyperinflation and these tax hikes and this criminal government theft and hundreds of billions of dollars being stolen so it can be sent over to Ukraine and funding the mandates and the bioweapon injections. We're funding our own demise. Plus, they're going to reset the financial system to zero. Everything that you've worked hard for is going to be gone. Protect yourself with gold and silver. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. 855-706-GOLD. When you do, you'll get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. Make sure to mention Stu Peters when you call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
Firing on all cylinders from the minute that you pop your eyes open. You're just awake and processing information. You're more driven. You're more focused. You have more creativity, more clarity than ever before in your life. And that's because you found the Nootropics brain supplements from Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Go there. You will not believe how much information you'll learn about yourself when you fill out the personal questionnaire about how you process information. This is the on switch, the light switch, completely safe, not addictive, 100% legal. You're not going to go to jail or be arrested because you're outsmarting everybody, because you're a better employee, a better mom, a better homeschooler, a better father, a better employer, a better boss, a better business owner, entrepreneur. You're just sifting through the distractions and just defeating everything that comes your way. Nootropics brain supplements from Nootopia, the way to go. Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Nootopia.com/Stu Peters.
Welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. So I know you all have been following the Dr. Jane Ruby Show on the Stu Peters Network. She was the one who broke the fibrous clot story. The embalmers that started coming forward, they came to Dr. Jane first. Now, this past week, she had a very interesting interview with Mike Adams, describing how the hypodermic needles that they use for the COVID-19 vaccine shots are at vaccine. Sorry about that. But what they are leaking toxic metals into the human body. And Dr. Jane joins us to talk about this more. Welcome, Dr. Jane. Would you mind going into detail about what the newest findings were? So not only is it a lethal bioweapon, the actual hypodermic needles from the COVID vaccine are leaking toxic metals into the body. Now, is this common? Is this something that happens with all vaccines? Or is this specifically related to the COVID bioweapon?
Well, thanks for having me back, Lauren, and good for you. You're doing a great job hosting the show. Let me take it up. I will address the needle findings because those are relatively new. So, but it'll fit in when I give you the little bit of the chronology. I'm very proud with Stu to have broken this, very beginning in January. But what essentially happened was I was contacted by one of the three DOD whistleblowers. I'm not going to name them, specifically, but it's one of the three of them. So I knew that they were, above reproach and good Americans, good patriots. They had just come out with their whistleblowing status and the DMED data. But one of them connected me with an embalmer who turned out to be Richard Hirschman. The person said to me, I was at this funeral and this embalmer pulled me aside and gave me this information that something really strange was happening. I think you should talk to him. And that was really how the first conversation started with Mr. Hirschman. And we spent a lot of time together because Mr. Hirschman wasn't like a, Hollywood, figure or anything. He was a good man, a Christian, God-fearing man, met his family on the Zoom and everything. And he took me through what he had found and what his story was. Look, it started around the middle of 2021. It went into the fall. The numbers of people, cadavers that I was taking care of. He said those numbers of people where I was having difficulty embalming them and starting to see these white fibrous clots that I've never seen before, by the way, before 2021. He said started to ramp up in number. Now, this is a board certified 20 years of experience embalmer, and he's also certified as a funeral director. You know, these different levels of expertise, they overlap, but they're not all the same. Anyway, so we started to look at all of his samples. We did a lot of hours on Zoom with his samples. He'd hold them up. We'd look at them. He'd talk about the consistency. I worked with him a lot in terms of, you know, stay away from, let's not call them an animal or a fish or something specific, because then people, you know how people get, they just hear a snippet and then they say, oh, it's a calamari or it's a parasite. I said, just stay with your observations. He said, well, it's really rubbery. It's white. It's kind of glistening. It always seems to have like this red, you know, this blood clot on the end, not part of it. But in his words, I thought this is a stunning observation. He said, it always looks like it's emanating or feeding off of the blood clot. So this was very new. He actually put me in touch with other people that he knew around the country, not in his company or anything like that. And we began to talk, and they were a little more sheepish than Mr. Hirschman at first, but they were showing me their pictures and we were talking, and, you know, by their answers, you know, Lauren, I'm a medical professional. I've done a lot of discussions with patients. I've had to dig through to try to diagnose something and get at what the problem was. So, you know, we worked together. A lot of the responses that those embalmers were giving me were really coinciding in very technical ways that made me trust them. And so that's how the whole thing really got started. And what I basically told him in February was, you got to get these analyzed chemically. And then the story went on for there, which I'll be happy to tell you about too.
Right. Well, I remember when you broke the story, it went viral. I mean, I saw it everywhere. And it took the mainstream media about 8 months to realize, holy crap, this is legit. You know, and then other embalmers are starting to step forward from around the world, too. This isn't just happening in America. We have embalmers in Australia coming forward as well. South Africa, I believe you did a story on that as well. Where this is just developing and embalmers are seeing it everywhere, and it's not normal. It started after the vaccine rollout, and I know Richard Hirschman's a great man, and you know, there's a lot of risk behind coming forward.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know they wouldn't just come forward with this if they, like, you know, thought it would just be funny. You know, no, they knew that this was going to be probably damaging to them. You know, they come for people. They ruin your lives if you speak the truth, especially if it's related to the COVID-19 vaccines. But you had said that the fibrous clots, so they had a blood clot on the end of them, and it was like almost feeding on them. Now, I know you did an analysis with Mike Adams of the fibrous clots and what they were. Did you ever come to a conclusion, or are people still baffled? And it seems to be not of this earth, I guess, technically.
Yeah, there's the second part of the story is that the truth be told, Mr. Hirschman tried. I said, I don't want to be involved in the chain of custody or the planning. It's your material. These are your findings. You know, you can reach out to some of these people. Gave him some contact information of various people. He tried to find labs. He spoke to a couple of frontline doctors, and he really didn't get any traction. So around March, April, he was getting frustrated. And I said, you know what? Let me give a call to my friend Mike Adams, who's the founder of Brighteon TV. But what people may or may not know about Mike is that he's also an experienced microscopy expert, and he's got an ISO nationally certified lab, right? So he looks at all kinds of, you know, organic materials and flesh and food and things like that. So Mike said, absolutely, I'll help out. And within a few weeks, we had the first analysis, Lauren, where he really looked at, he compared the material. Mr. Hirschman sent him the specimens. He compared the material in terms of what with mass spectroscopy, which looks at degree of metal. And he compared that to a sample of human blood. And what he found was they were the opposite of each other. So what that means is that in the clot, the white clot, And it's still a clot, even though it's not a blood clot. And people need to be really clear. This is not a blood clot. It's very different. Mm. I think Mr. Hirschman's done a great job of qualifying that blood clots, especially after postmortem, they are very gelatinous, like jelly. Here I am using the food term, but they're very different. And these were white and fibrous and thick. And he said, you know, he's a big man. He said, I couldn't break them or stretch them. But the first findings were that these materials had high levels of not trace amounts and of metals, heavy metals, dangerous metals, radioactive metals that are not either normally found in human blood or the human body, or they're found in such tiny trace amounts, some of them. And that was, aluminum was huge in the white clot, way beyond what you would ever find in a human. And tin. And first we started talking about, you know, you can get leaching of tin. You know, so we always say, don't eat canned food. It's not the best thing, or don't eat it very often. It's constantly leaching. But these were amounts far beyond what Mike Adams had ever seen in people's blood who eat like straight canned food, for example. Then he found things that he actually went from there to then look at some vials that he was given of Pfizer and Moderna. And I think there's one other company. He hasn't totally disclosed all three companies, but he found in those straight vials, he found cadmium, radioactive metals, cesium in very high amounts. So this is not an accident, right? Of some piece of something that fell off the floor in the manufacturing plant. So the plot just gets thicker. Now, Mike continued this analysis, and he has definitely found that these clots are the furthest thing from human blood. The biggest amount of metal probably in the human body, the human blood, I should say, not body, the blood, is iron, right? Because it's the majority of your red blood cells. Iron is part of the hemoglobin that allows you to exchange gases, confer out oxygen into the tissues, into the cells. So there are huge amounts of iron in our blood, in healthy blood, but in these clots, almost nothing. So compositionally, they're extreme opposite of each other.
Now, okay, I wanted to get into a little bit, is that possible that this is a result also of the hypodermic needles they're using with the COVID-19 vaccines? Is that have any place, or is it probably the contents of the COVID-19 vaccine that are causing this collection of metals in our bodies, like unusual amounts, like where you said, like it's tin being formed and it's clotting and filling up arteries and veins? And would you say that the hypodermic needles have anything to do with this, or is it more so the contents of the vaccine specifically?
Yeah, it's a really good question. It's something that has to be figured out. Mm. What you're referring to with the needles is something that Mike Adams actually broke on the Dr. Jane Ruby show earlier this week. And I was stunned because he hasn't put it out on his own show yet. Mm. But what he did was he found that by drawing up the material from the vials, this is a clue, and then analyzing the fluid, then putting it in something that analyzed it, there were these exorbitant amounts of these metals, far more, that had leached, but it was leaching through the combination, the marriage of what was in the vials going through those, the lumens of those needles. If you could get out, you could withdraw that in a different way. You can use plastic pipettes that are really skinny. He can pull that out and see. And I think he said that there was a tremendous, tremendous difference. So it could be in the material in the vials. It could be the reaction, because he said the more acidic the fluid and of these vials, whatever is in them, we don't know everything, right? Right. That was contributing to leaching in larger than normal amounts. This is worrisome. People take insulin every day. They take Ig factors for autoimmune disease, things like that. That doesn't necessarily mean that they should panic. But they should look into it a little bit further. Maybe those chemicals, those medications don't leach. So these are questions like the one you raised that are very important. And they're the next steps that we all have to try to figure out.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, I think there's a lot that we have had to try to figure out on our own, because we can't find the truth anywhere else. Like, nobody's going to give us a straight answer as to why people were magnetic. I mean, they gaslit us even then. And I know for a fact it was true because it happened to my grandmother. And I remember, you know, we can't get the truth from anybody. So we are actively figuring it out ourselves. And, you know, we are pursuers of truth. That's what we do. And, you know, if you have any developments on this, Dr. Jane, please keep us updated and report to us what your findings are and what you and Mike Adams are working on. I know people can follow you also on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. It airs Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays on the Stu Peters Network. Every week she's breaking new news, so make sure you give her a follow and watch her show. It's some really good stuff. Dr. Jane, thank you so much for joining us today, and God bless you.
God bless you too, Lauren. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Really have to know the importance of maintaining the correct amount and the appropriate types of magnesium in your body. It literally controls most of the way that your body functions. Your overall health is incredibly dependent on the amount of magnesium and what types of magnesium are in your body. 75% of Americans have no idea that they're suffering from a magnesium deficiency, and it leads to death. Early graves is what it leads to. Sleepless nights, low mood, depression, anxiety, stress, all contributing factors to putting you in a coffin and 6 feet under. Don't do it. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Read about how Magnesium Breakthrough has exactly the right types and exactly the correct amounts of magnesium in one pill that you take once a day with your evening meal. You will never have slept better in your life. The rest that you will get. No more tossing around. Sleeplessness is a huge problem in America. Stress and anxiety, prevalent. Hello, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Go there, please. I'm begging you. I want you to live a long life. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com.
Welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. Now, as everybody knows, our documentary, Died Suddenly, is coming out November 21st, exclusively on the Stu Peters Network. And we're very excited for that. But in between, Stu made his way down south in order to start recording an interview, a docuseries actually called Propaganda Exposed. You know, the people behind it are the producers of The Truth About Cancer, the founders of Truth About Cancer, and The Truth About Vaccines. We love the Bollingers. They're real freedom fighters and friends of the Stu Peters Network, and they join us now to talk a little bit about their docuseries featuring Stu Peters. Welcome, Charlene. How are you?
I'm great, Lauren. Thanks for the conversation and opening it up to the Stu Peters followers, fans, and so forth.
Okay, so what can people expect? You know, I know we all watched as during the COVID-19 pandemic, the lockdowns, everything, the media took the opportunity to propagandize people all the way down to local news stations. We were seeing the COVID propaganda even in the local news. You know, it was like a breach. An arm had reached out everywhere to reach every single corner of the nation to direct the narrative. Now, your docuseries is going to be fighting that, bringing truth to the people. What can people expect to see should they watch your documentary series, Propaganda Exposed?
Yeah, the Propaganda Exposed Uncensored that we're releasing to the world free to watch, it's 9 episodes, plus we have brand new in-person roundtable discussions, which Stu Peter was here in our home with Dr. Malone, Dr. McCullough, Dr. Artis, Sean Stone, Oliver Sun, Isai Morales. He's actually, I think, currently in London with Tom Cruise. They're filming Mission Impossible. He's the bad guy, but he's also a really great guy, good guy in person. He's an honorary Bollinger. He's a freedom fighter, and he just is a hero in my book. So those are the people that we had in our home, on top of interviews with so many others like Dr. Russell Blaylock, Andy Wakefield, Del Bigtree, and on it goes with these heroes we've worked with behind the scenes for a long time. Now, right now with the COVID years, and we've been doing this for over 20 years, but during the COVID years, people really are waking up because they push too hard, as you know, Lauren. And we were sounding the alarm in the beginning of this, way before it actually, but when it broke out, April of 2020, we released The Truth About Vaccines 2020. And though we were censored, people found us, and we had many millions and millions of people from around the world watching and learning. So no good deed goes unpunished. We were put on the disinformation dozen list, and that was their narrative, their propaganda that they pushed into the world to justify shutting us down and taking us off of the big tech platforms. So here's the thing. Right now, this is breaking. It started breaking in September of this year, that Facebook has had weekly meetings with the White House and with HHS, CDC, and so forth, specifically about us, the disinformation dozen,
right,
saying, we've got the screenshots and we included in the film where they're saying that they have deplatformed each one of us, and the accounts that remain, they are shadow banning until they can justify taking down, and they're expanding their community standards so that to ensure we break them, basically. And they didn't realize that we were going to have this and be able to put it out there. So right now it's breaking that the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, along with the FBI, was talking to Facebook and Twitter, not only about us, but the main narratives that they said they would censor, and they were censoring, was the election integrity. You can't talk about that or they'll take you down. They said this, and we have the communications. You couldn't talk about pulling out of Afghanistan, the real story. You had to tell the official story, otherwise they would take you down and censor you. And you couldn't talk about the origins of COVID. They literally had a portal. The government had a portal that they created to talk to Twitter and Facebook to actively censor us in real time. If we put something up and they wanted it taken down, they would communicate through that portal. This breaks the law. This is collusion. We've been saying this for a long time. So in this docuseries, Lauren, 9 parts, we start at the beginning. We go all the way back to the founding fathers and into the Flexner Report, which was simply the Carnegies and Rockefellers owned the chemical companies. Today, we call them pharmaceutical companies. And they sent the Flexner brothers out to grade the medical schools. So the medical schools in America that were teaching drug intensive therapies got A pluses. The homeopathy, chiropractic care, herbalist, and all those natural protocols that were being taught in other schools were not funded. They got Fs. So they funded the drug intensive schools. And so they basically bought them at that time. They put someone on the board, they write the curriculum, and here we are in 2022. And the kids going through medical school, they're heroes, they want to save lives, but they're not being taught a holistic approach to medicine. And they're also being taught not about vaccine safety and efficacy, because there's no such thing really in the current program, but they are being taught in school, because we know the doctors, how to bully parents into taking the vaccine. And there's a lot more that I could say about that, but it's all in the film. And we take the viewer from the very beginning and inception of this propaganda through American history, world history, different companies, different people, from Gates, who is he, and Fauci, and Schwab, the great reset they're attempting to pull. And we get deeply into propaganda and what it is with the Smith-Mundt Act that was passed in 1948. That ensured, that protected the American people from our government lying to us and using propaganda to control us.
Right.
Well, Obama turned that on its head in 2012 and said, yes, we can spread propaganda abroad, which is what that Smith-Mundt Act said, but they said you couldn't do that on the American people. Obama changed it and said, we can do it abroad, and we can also do it when necessary here in America. So now it's legal for our own government to lie to us. And we see through COVID, billions of dollars was funneled through the CDC to the mainstream news outlets, and they all read the script. They're mockingbirds.
And they never went against the official narrative. You would see sponsored by Pfizer, brought to you by Pfizer, all over the network media. And it was so obvious, even in local news channels, they had even infiltrated down there. That was the most concerning to me, I think, because I remember my grandparents were watching it, their evening news, and it was just, all of it was a complete lie. And, you know, they fast-tracked. Not only did they create this portal for the U.S. government to ban, have Facebook networks and social media networks ban certain content that they didn't like, they fast-tracked it. So it wasn't like they got priority. So, hey, we want you to take these people down. These people are causing a real issue for us. We need, and they would take them down right away. I remember them labeling you the disinformation dozen just for raising questions. You know, and before it was unheard of for you to question the origins of COVID. Then it came out, the Senate confirmed that it was actually leaked from a Wuhan lab. Like, people weren't wrong. And, you know, according to the Senate and what they had confirmed. However, you know, they shut us down. They took away our voices during that time just for even questioning it because they didn't like what we had to say. It went against the directive. You know, so, you know, we talk about how this was pre-calculated. There's no way they were this organized and ready for COVID and the disinformation just on a whim. Is it in your opinion that they had been planning this and orchestrating this for years? Because, I mean, they had a whole system already set up and ready to go when COVID rolled out.
Absolutely. They were well-organized, well-funded, and yes, as you say, ready to go. Just like when we saw the BLM and Antifa burning down of entire cities, that was a well-organized operation as well. The real danger wasn't the people on the streets. It was the executives sitting at their desk, getting paid a six-figure plus salary to write these things, put them together. And when they were ready, they just rolled it out. They activated it. So absolutely, they were ready. This is not a spontaneous thing that they had the platform ready. You have to build the platform. We work with people building platforms, trying to maintain freedom and liberty and our right to speak out. And I know that those platforms take a lot of time, a lot of money, and a lot of tech. So yes, this was absolutely predetermined, pre-planned, and they were ready to rock this thing. But they didn't realize that we would have their email communications and be able to say, look what they did. Right. They pegged us and framed us as criminals when in reality, they themselves are the criminals. Yeah, and here's the thing, I know that you know this with the Died Suddenly film coming out. If people would have had access to the information we were putting out there, and all we were doing was reading from the government websites. We were reading the studies. We were putting out there the VAERS data, how many adverse events we were seeing, how many people were dying. And now, because people were not afforded informed consent, they were not told by their doctors, they were not allowed to see our films because we were censored, we were deplatformed, and our content was hidden. That Hologram Biden called us on July 20th, 2021, killers. He actually said that about us. But
no,
I don't have one testimony of people dying. They're living. They're sent home to die by their conventional doctors, but they get their hands on our content and now they're alive and cancer free, or they're no longer doing vaccines. They learn how to detoxify their bodies from these chemicals and poisons. But the narrative that they pushed, Lauren, people are dying now. I mean, and we're seeing it because we're in the digital age and everybody's got a camera. So now we're seeing all of these clips of people just dropping dead, from news anchors to just people filming their friends, and all of a sudden they just drop dead, to the athletes who should be young and healthy. We've never seen this in the history of the world. And we have Pfizer now. We know we have their papers. They tried to hide them from us for the next 70 plus years. That didn't work. We have the papers and we see that Pfizer knew these were not safe. They knew they weren't effective. They knew that they wouldn't stop transmission. We know this. Pfizer even admitted this recently on camera.
Right.
And we know that they also knew that it would cause myocarditis in children, but they still rolled it out.
Yes,
and now we're seeing people die. So you tell me who the criminals are. You tell me who the crook is, because
right,
it's not
exactly.
us. We are telling the truth. And the CDC director is now saying everything that we have been saying.
It's true. And, you know, and it's, The thing of it is that they knew it was a damaging vaccine. They knew it was going to hurt people, and they still rolled it out anyway. And anybody who questioned the trials, remember when they tried, Pfizer tried to hide their studies for 72 years? There was a reason for that, because they didn't want people to know the truth, that they knew there was a precalculated, orchestrated push for this vaccine when they knew it was injuring people, it was going to hurt people. Maddie DeGaray, she was a young girl who's now on a feeding tube. She was in the Pfizer trials. They don't want you to know about that. They knew that this was going to happen. And yeah, we're seeing people drop dead. You know, people, I see it on my Facebook page. You scroll through and I see obituaries of young people who just died suddenly. You know, somebody from my high school recently died very, very suddenly, 6 days before her wedding. And she was young. She was my age. She just died. But, you know, the common denominator here is that everybody took the vaccine. This isn't like some kind of coincidence. No, it was intentional. It was a depopulation plan. The people who rolled out the vaccine, the Bill Gates behind the vaccine, they believe that there's way too many people on this earth. You know, they're not lying. They're not kidding. When they say that kind of stuff, they see it as a problem. They see us as a cancer on the earth. And the solution is finding ways for depopulation. Now, Ms. Bollinger, where can people find the vaccine? No. Where can people find your docuseries? I have a link. It's propaganda-exposed.com/Stu Peters. I'm also going to put it in the description of this film. So go on and check it out. I know it's absolutely free to the public. You'll get to see Stu Peters one-on-one going head-to-head with some of these doctors, but also at a round table where, you know, they're talking about what happened during this rollout. I'm really excited to watch it. I know that the Bollingers have put out great films, great production, great information in the past, and you know we want to rally behind them and support them. So make sure you go to propaganda-exposed.com/Stu Peters. That link is also in the description. Ms. Bollinger, we have about 30 seconds left. Any last words that you'd like to leave with Stu's audience before you take off?
Yes, absolutely. Go watch the trailer, sign up for the text alerts too, because they're censoring the information. So you don't want to miss this, and you want to share it with everybody, because if everybody watches this and then watches Died Suddenly, we will shut them down overnight, because we outnumber them literally by millions to one. And if everybody learns this and watches our docuseries and then the Died Suddenly, they will be so shocked. They will be waked up. We together, hand in hand, will stop this, and we will restore America and our freedoms and save the children.
Yes, we will. Ms. Bollinger, thank you so much for joining us today, and God bless you.
Thank you.
I want to tell you about our great friends over at Curibl. Curibl.com, K-U-R-I-B-L.com, K-U-R-I-B-L.com. Curibl is the family-owned CBD business that grows all of their hemp locally right here in my home state of Minnesota, and then ship it to you wherever you are. Curibl can help you with things like joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, migraine headaches, even allergies. People report positive benefits using CBD dealing with Parkinson's symptoms or their children battling ADHD. Stop with the antipsychotics. Stop with the Ritalin and poisonous neurotoxins in your children. Try CBD. All kinds of different oils plus 20% off site-wide when you use promo code STU at Curibl.com.
The boosters are killing millions.
Not a vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning,
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
The harmful condition, leaky gut, is affecting millions of people nationwide.
Warning signs include weight gain and fatigue and digestive discomfort, stiff and achy joints, even skin problems. Well, Dr. Gundry explains these side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because leaky gut usually develops over a matter of years and sometimes even decades. Yeah, as you adhere to all of the advice from they. But I can assure you the damage is caused by these health foods. And it's far from normal. The good news is the problem can be easily fixed from your own home. It's very simple. You just have to know which foods are actually healthy and which contain this hidden toxin. So you can go find this yourself. GutCleanseProtocol.com/stew. GutCleanseProtocol.com/stew. Because after years of research, Dr. Gundry has decided to release an informative video to the public, free and uninterrupted, showcasing exactly which foods you need to avoid. Go find that video at GutCleanseProtocol.com/stew.
Welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. Now, as we've talked about throughout this episode of the Stu Peters Show, Died Suddenly is coming on November 21st. Stu Crew, you're going to have the opportunity to see the movie early. Go on over to StuPeters.com, sign up, and you will be able to see the Died Suddenly film release, an exclusive premiere early on November 21st at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. So go on over to StuPeters.com, sign up for the email list, and you will get exclusive access to the early premiere of Died Suddenly. Now, we have an update from our documentary team who has been performing thermography screenings on the vaccinated. They also have provided a exclusive clip from the movie that nobody has seen before, but you're going to get to see now. Thank you so much again for joining us. And here's an update from our documentary team.
Thanks, Lauren. I'm here with the one and only Matthew Scow. We are deep into the edit of Died Suddenly. It's been a push. We're getting close to being done, and we will have
days.
It done. 17 days. Don't
Ooh,
remind us.
Man.
As you can see behind us, out of focus, so you can't see everything so far. We have the film playing, and one of the things we wanted to show you guys that we haven't seen yet discussed in any sort of vaccine documentary over the last about 15 years that there have been vaccine documentaries is nobody talks about the ideology.
No one says why the push for a mass vaccination worldwide. Why did they scare everybody to want to get the vaccine, like cheered for it, danced for it, made silly commercials for it, pressured you and your loved ones to get something that obviously you didn't even need to have because, in fact, as you'll see in the movie, it didn't even protect you from it.
Yeah,
you still
get it. Transmission. So that's something that we decided to cover in this film, the ideology behind the people who enforced the vaccine. So Matt put together a clip for us today that we're going to watch more toward the front half of the film that discusses a character, a historical figure named Thomas Malthus.
Yeah, and he's like the founding father of overpopulation scare. When you hear about the new Green Deal and this push for a climate friendly agenda and like we are the carbon footprints that are leaving a mess of this world, It's kind of derived from his mindset. There's too many of us and there's not enough resources in the earth. And when we start seeing their ideology, the Bill Gateses, the Club of Rome, like where did this ideology come from? Well, it pretty much spawned from Thomas Malthus. And that is what we see these graphs and they use them all the time. Well, that's where they come from.
Yep.
So let's take a look at the clip and then we'll talk more about it.
If someone has heart disease, one's more likely to have fatal heart attacks and strokes. The blood clotting, it's undeniable the vaccines cause blood clotting. All the athletes dying on the field, you can see it all over. The vaccine is incredibly risky and it is basically, it's achieving its goal.
It's the new bullet, it's the new missile, it's the new form of warfare. You don't need to fire a bullet and win a war.
If the goal was to reduce the world's population, it's working.
How many cars, stereos, fancy bars?
How many people could the world support? Well, it depends. It's a sliding scale.
Malthusian ideology is often summarized in the following graph.
Very simple graphs which project what's going to happen to the planet over the next 150 years if we don't do something drastic to stop it.
It's an ideology. and eschatology.
Here we can see a chart that looks at the total world population over the last several hundred years. And at first glance, this is a bit scary.
And it spawned a new genre of fear that lasted for generations. The fear of overpopulation.
As populations grow, the planet is entering a new era of water crisis unlike anything the world has seen before.
We're overpopulated and we have to have population control.
If we do not, by humane means, limit our numbers, then numbers are going to be limited by more famines and shortages.
And this is where people start getting nervous talking about overpopulation and population issues because they're scared that I'm going to take away their rights to have children.
It's the belief in a coming apocalypse and that it is you and I who are ushering it in.
There is another organism on this planet that follows the same pattern. Do you know what it is? A virus.
Colossal increase in the human population. It's one of the living species of the planet, but it's reaching plague proportion.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Well, there you go. There's Thomas Malthus in a nutshell. I mean, this is this mindset that we are the problem, that is totally outside of what God told us who we are.
Yeah. What was the first commandment to Adam and Eve? Yeah. Be fruitful and multiply.
Yeah, and not be a cancer on this planet, yeah, like it was written in the Georgia Guidestones.
Unless you, you know, exceed the carrying capacity, then don't be fruitful and multiply. Yeah. Just violate God real quick.
This is nothing else but a push to limit the amount of people on the planet. And unfortunately, the media is so compromised, they are so complicit in this plan, they're utilizing it as a weapon, as we'll see in this film. We learned about, we're in a fifth generation warfare. It's about the mind and the control of your thoughts. Propaganda, like we've never seen before, is being utilized on the population. So how do you fight propaganda? You just give them truth. And that's what me and Nick have put together, and we're gonna start pushing back a little bit. So God bless, and
see you guys in 17 days.
Yeah, thanks.
Why do we never believe them?
These people know. These people know.
Who knows?
The governments know. This has been well planned. This is Agenda 2030. This is the Great Reset.
Somebody mentioned to go onto Google and go into the news section and then type in died suddenly. And lo and behold, here's a whole listing of people, of articles, of people within that last week who died suddenly. Older people, but a lot of younger people throughout around the world.
And then you find out they were vaccinated. And so it's like, okay, so it's the vaccine might be causing this.
Most people don't want to know what's in the vaccines.
But yet when we open it almost 2 years into this, we find that it still says intentionally blank.
In fact, nobody wants to know what's in the vaccines because look, if people understood what was in the vaccine, they'd go apeshit.
It's just there's something different about the blood. Something's causing this and something needs to be said. Somebody needs to look into it. I talked to other embalmers that have 30, 40, even 50 years of experience. Have you guys ever seen this stuff before? And the answer was always, I've never seen anything like it.
Why is Bill Gates involved in public health? And why does public health spend the first part telling you how the world is overpopulating?
And at first glance, this is a bit scary.
U.S. life insurance companies have reported an overwhelming and unexplainable increase in all-cause deaths among 18 to 49-year-olds.
That's a 12 sigma event.
1 in 800 years, 12 standard deviations above the mean.
No one's even calculated that. It's apocalyptic.
I thought he was protected with that Pfizer.
There's a huge part of me that feels a responsibility for everything that's happened. I'm so sorry.
The doctor, after a while, came out and said, your son's dead, you can go home now.
Who knows? Young people are dying these days.
I said to Mr. Hirschman, this is different. This isn't normal, is it? And he said, absolutely not.
The dead can't speak for themselves, so therefore, I have to speak for them.
We're connecting dots here. You know, there's no way that that type of obstruction would not cause stroke, heart failure.
My sister died. She was 58, and she died suddenly on Friday of a heart attack.
They will do with you what they feel like doing to you. It's the new bullet. It's the new missile. It's the new form of warfare.
I wanted people to understand that we're in a fifth generation warfare for the heart and the mind.
This is the greatest orchestrated die-off in the history of the world.
There's most definitely evil in this world, and evil like we could not possibly imagine.